I had a great first date with you. Did you enjoy all those sweet, candy-like kisses? I know you did. Look at you. Still flustered, but ready for more. I knew you were gonna be nice and eager to come back to my place. Don't worry, I'll drive. Oh, you poor thing. You look like you already want to return to that empty headspace you were in during our dates. Lucky for you, a drive back to my place is a little long. You have the time. Just let me reach over you, and there's a lever down here by your hip. Sorry, the buttons in my shirt kind of create these little gaps when I lean or move my arms or do anything, really. I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable getting a little peek. There. Now your seat is leaning back a little and you can relax. And I'll take care of the drive. So feel free to close your eyes and go with the motions. I can even put on some calming music if you'd like. I'm gonna turn the heat on too. I like it nice and toasty. Yeah, feeling content and hazy in my nice, warm car. Listening to me ramble on, it's a familiar feeling that you will come to love. Just like earlier, when you got so spacey and cute. That's alright. You can go back down into that space. It's safe here in my car. Why don't you just lie back and listen to my voice? Let the sound of it bring you down. Do you feel that? The way my car sways back and forth with every turn. Right turn. Down a hill. Left turn. Making your tummy sink and your head spin. The hot air warming up your skin so gently. It feels so good to just let go and focus entirely on the sound of my voice, yeah? No need to focus on where we are going or anything. I will take us exactly where you need to be. Down, back into the depths of your mind. Let me take the wheel and you can just sit there. Absolutely nothing to do. No need to do anything but listen. That's right. Down and down. deeper and deeper. So warm and relaxed and content. Don't mind the twists and turns. You can trust me. You can put your mind and body in my hands. I'll take good care of you, my dear. See, I'm right here with my soft hand on your thigh. I'm here. I've got you. As you listen, you might notice something happening. You might become aware of your breathing, slowing down, breath by breath, and your eyelids are so heavy, arms and legs like lead. I want you to do me a favor, sweetie. I want you to focus all of your attention on keeping those heavy eyes wide open for me. I said open. I know I told you to close them, but just let me see those pretty, empty eyes. That's right. All of your attention on your eyes. With every slow, lazy blink, those eyes are getting heavier and heavier, aren't they? Try your best not to let them close. I want to see them. That's right. Keep them open if you can. Is it getting hard? When the rest of your body, from head to toe, is just so warm and content and relaxed and heavy. Oh, please, just let me look at them a little more. Okay, I need to focus on the road now. Sorry, I'm just so happy with you. But do try to keep those eyes open. The view is so pretty. I spy some gorgeous water fountains spurting and spraying that fresh, clean water. It's almost mesmerizing. Your eyes have to be open to see those. Look at them. Your blinks are so slow and heavy. Looks like it's getting harder and harder to open your eyes again every time. With every blink, it's almost impossible to keep your eyes open. Focus. You can only blink 3 more times. 3 more times before your eyes permanently shuts and will not open no matter how hard you try. I'll count them out for you. 1. So heavy. 2. Impossibly heavy. 3. Drop down and down. Eyes glued shut. Body heavy. Mind gone. Good. Let's practice your ability to come back to this mindless place. We've still got lots of time. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up from this peaceful trance. You will be wide awake and alert, completely aware of our drive. However, the moment I say the word, drop, you will drop back down into this deep, peaceful trance you are in. In fact, every time you hear me say the word, drop, you will drop even deeper than you were previously. It doesn't matter how awake you are. It doesn't matter how alert you feel. You will instantly fall back under my control, back into that trance-like state for me. One, beginning to wake up now. Two, come back to me, baby. Three, wide awake. Hello, sweetie. We're about a quarter of the way there. Just rest your pretty head and drop back down for me. That's right. Drop down and down. Deeper and deeper. Even deeper than before. One, coming back to me now. Two, aware of your surroundings. Three, wide awake. Oops, we went over a little pothole. It's fine. You can rest again. Just drop back down into that seat for me. We're going down a hill now. So you may feel that little tickle in your tummy. A sinking feeling in your head too. As we drop. Good toy. Drop. Deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper each time than the last. Each time you drop back down. You can't imagine going any deeper, but you can and you will. One, two, three, wide awake, and drop. One, two, three. Oh, a little bump in the road woke you up. Drop. That's right. Drop. Down and down. So impossibly deep. There's no getting back out of this one. You can't move. You can't think. Just feel bliss here with me. Oh, I just can't help myself but give you a little peck. You're so cute when you're entranced. So still and unconscious and helpless. So obedient for me. Mwah. focusing all on me. We are nice and safe in my car, completely alone together. You can't do a single thing but lay there and listen and feel as my hand rubs your thigh up and down. I can see those goosebumps on your arm. You like it when I touch you. You wouldn't want to stop me, even if you could. You can't open your eyes or move your heavy body. Stuck, paralyzed in place. You can't open your eyes even to see how my boobs jiggle with every subtle movement of the car. What a tease. I could take my hand away and you can't do anything about it. Do you miss it already? My touch? What if I want to touch myself? Because you're just so fucking cute. No one can see. Not even you. You will get to see someday. But this is our first date. Fuck. My gentle breaths and moans lock you in your trance. Your eyelids are too heavy. Your body is too heavy to move. It's so cute. Isn't it so erotic? Knowing that I'm right beside you, and I almost want to keep it vague, just tease you. But I do believe in open, unfiltered honesty in a relationship. Because I would never lie to you. Everything I say to you is undeniable reality. Like when I tell you that just looking at you right now, with your eyes shut and your body so heavy and limp, it makes me want to do some really naughty things to you. Fuck, I'm so wet. Oh dear, the sun is getting in your eyes. The visor doesn't go low enough. Here. There. Use my panties as a blindfold. You can probably tell they're a little damp. Oh, and it's raining outside too. Everything is getting wet. Oh, fuck. I want you. You're like a tempting little plaything. Just laying there, waiting to be used by me. And I want to play so bad. I'm not even sure if your mind is even retaining my words. But if your subconscious wants this. I'll know if I find out for myself. If I just pull your pants down just a little. If you didn't want this, you'd wake up from your trance. You'd... oh. Yeah, you're definitely enjoying this. I can feel how aroused you are down here. Here, let me show you how wet I am, rubbing my moisture on you right down there. In between your legs. It's so mind-numbingly arousing. The rain is really coming down hard out there. If only you could see how wet it all is. And you love my hand, don't you? Rubbing you right there. Mwah. Our first kiss in the rain, kind of. We're about halfway home. Oh, fuck. We're gonna have so much fun together when we are completely and utterly alone. But for now, my voice, the rain, my wandering hand, the warm car, it's all so nice, isn't it? Let the rain remind you how blind and helpless and aroused you are. You can't see. Can't look, can't really experience it. It just happens, and you can't do anything about it. You just lay there and let me build you up for when we get back to my place. You like how I rub you? Like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You're so aroused. I can feel it. And you're shaking. But you just can't move. Pinned down in your seat. So abnormally heavy. And when I take my hand away, you might ache and yearn for me inside, but from my point of view, you're a stuck, helpless, limp little plaything. Don't worry, I'll be back. I'm just gathering some more of my wetness for you. I think a part of you can feel the warmth from my body hover over you as my arm gets closer. Maybe you get cute little butterflies in your tummy and thighs when you know I'm near, on my way to touch you. But I'm just rolling down your window, silly. I want you to feel the rain on your face. Feel it pitter, patter. Feel it drip, drip, drip. You're so dear. You may not feel it so much, but I can see you're getting so wet, so nice and wet, while I rub my soft, wet fingers on you, down here, and you still can't move. All you can do is lay there and take it in my nice, warm car. Warm, thick raindrops repetitively drip, drip, dripping on your forehead. So deeply entranced by my warm, relaxing voice, so incredibly aroused by my warm, wet finger, so entranced and aroused right now, and so wet. Wetness is so erotic, isn't it? This wetness will always remind you of my wet, erotic touches. The moisture from my body. Every time it rains like this, you will remember this, won't you? We're making so many core memories together. You are so aroused and wet. Being wet makes you aroused. And you love my wetness. My wet kisses. My wet. My wet fingers rubbing all over your. It's all so wet and arousing. This is such a formative, arousing memory that whenever you become wet for any reason after this, you will become aroused like this again, spontaneously. It doesn't matter where you may be or what you may be doing, you will just be so aroused and wet. Whenever it rains, whenever you take a shower or bath, brush your teeth, go for a swim, wash your hands, maybe even if you see something, anything wet, like those pretty, spurting, spraying fountains we saw before. You'll think of my wet fingers rubbing you. Just like this. So arousing and wet. Just lay there and enjoy your arousing ride with me, sweetie. So warm and relaxing. My warm car. The warm, thick, repetitive raindrops. Fucking your mind so irredeemably deep and suggestible. So easy and fun to play with. So easy to plan such fun suggestions into your empty, aroused little head. So easy and eager to remember this moment. Anytime you feel or even see anything wet, the sight, the sound, the feeling of something wet, You will become so aroused so often. And anytime you see something, anything, with those gorgeous, mesmerizing fountains near the place where we first kissed, the sloshing water will remind you of this rousing wetness. Right now, a running tap where you brush your teeth and wash your hands every single day. You'll think of how horny I made you, and you will become uncontrollably around, just like right now. So wet and uncontrollably aroused with the warm mind-fucking raindrops, like a distracting, dumbing pulse all over your head, saturating my panties on your head, making you oh so wet. My warm, intimate car. My warm voice. Oh, my wet kisses. Mwah. That make you focus all on me. And I know how I make you feel. Right now, my wet fingers back and forth between us, touching myself and then touching you. I'm so wet, and my moisture is all over you now. It's like I cleaned you with my scent, my little plaything. Mwah. We're gonna have so much fun when we get to my place, and we're almost there. Just around the corner, just a few more minutes, and I'll wake you up, and we can get out of this car and take care of this pent-up arousal. And you will be all mine, and I will be all yours. And you're going to be so aroused, because I'm going to be so wet. Maybe I can pour us some drinks, and that wet flowy stream filling up your cup will put you right in the mood. But I suppose I should wake you up so I don't have to carry you out of the car. That might look a little suspicious. Okay, the fun's over for now. Let me roll your window back up. And maybe I should take these panties off your head too, huh? Here, you can hold them and keep them as a souvenir. My soaking wet panties. Phew! It's hard to compose myself after that. We're here. And here, I'll help you wake up. Just gonna lean over and Adjust your seats with that lever again. Surely you don't mind my boobs pressing into your lap at this point. I'm just gonna slowly ease you back up now. Your body is slowly moving up now, defying gravity in my strong, loving, trustworthy arms. Your head can feel this ascension too, moving up and out of trance. It should feel just as pleasant and easy as it was to go into trance. Just up and out of trance. It shouldn't be very hard, considering what is to come when you wake up. Mwah. Everything that happened today is tucked away, nice and tight in your brain, like a core memory. Everything I told you is absolute truth. I would never lie to my sweet toy. Mwah. Just let me move you softly up and out of trance. Wake up, dear, nice and secure in my embrace, and hopefully just as excited as I am to get you inside. Mwah. I'm here. I got you. I've got you. Mwah. Wake up for me, dear. Wake up now, and let's get you out of this car. Good toy. It's time to get up now. Mwah. Open your eyes for me, darling. Go on and wiggle your fingers and toes now. Flex and stretch them out. You got this. Remember, when you wake up, we can spend more time together. Up and up you go. Wake up for me, so we can get out of this car and have some fun. Here, I'll give you a nice, easy count up, just like last time. And as the numbers get higher, you can feel your consciousness lift higher as well. With each number, wake up a little more for me, dear. And when I reach 5, you will be fully awake. Maybe still a little dumb and horny, but awake nonetheless. You got this. I know you can do it. For me. Mwah. Get ready. 1. The interior light fading on. Take notes of exactly how you feel right now. It might be hard to pull yourself up, but that's okay. 2. Another solid step. You are already that much closer to waking up and spending more time with me. 3. Keep your eyes open. Don't let them close now. They should be feeling less and less heavy as I ease you back up. Mwah. 4. More aware of your surroundings now. Maybe you can feel all the objects that are currently touching you, or all the little sounds you didn't notice before. Take note of all of those things. And finally, 5. Wake up. Wake up. Right now. And tell me, how do you feel?